Scott Cavanagh is the Director of City Infrastructure at Warrnambool City Council and also with us this morning. Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
First up, just in general, this issue with SKM and the recycling crisis has been going on for a while. Is Warrnambool caught up in this latest thing with SKM, or are you left out of that component?
Steve, currently Warrnambool's not affected. We're currently a busy council, so all our recycles go to busy and they're operating as normal. However, we are due to change to SKM on the 1st of July, so we're certainly watching the events unfold very closely.
Okay. What's happening with your recyclables at the moment for your council area?
Yeah, look, ours get collected and they get transported up to Vidi. That's going ahead as normal. And one of the concerns that we've had since the crisis first emerged last year was we don't have a lot of visibility about where the products end up. And that's certainly been a concern for our council over the last 12 months and something that we've been trying to work on.
So you don't know if it's going to landfill or if it's being recycled?
No, look, our understanding through Vizzy is that the bulk of it gets recycled or reprocessed, and certainly some of it probably still goes offshore. Our understanding is that somewhere in the order of 10 to 15% of the recycled collection does end up in landfill, and that's mainly due to contaminants that are still contained in the commingled collection stream.
Okay. But depending on what happens now with SKM and their stockpile, the council has to, as you say, keep a close eye, but you may have to make decisions. You may have to, change direction at short notice?
Yeah, certainly. Look, as I said, we're watching it very closely. One of the things, though, the position that Warrnambool in is we've just been out to tender for our suite of recycling contracts. And what the industry has said to us quite strongly is that glass is a major issue in the curbside commingled collection, and that we really need to separate that out. What the glass does is as it shatters through the process and becomes quite small, it impregnates both the plastic and the aluminium products and causes those to become contaminated so that they can't be reprocessed as well, or there's a lot more effort required to do that. So this really strong message that we've had through our tender process is we need to deal with the glass and we need to get it out so that it stops contaminating the other materials and that it doesn't slow down the processing cycle.
Okay, hence the suggestion, the possibility of another bin which would deal with glass for recycling.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, that's what the industry is telling us. That's not what council is saying. The industry has come to us and said strongly, this is something you need to look at to start dealing with the issues we're having with the curbside commingled collection.
Do you reckon residents want a fourth bin if they've already got, say, if they've got green waste, recycling and rubbish, do you reckon they want a fourth one?
Yeah, look, I think that's the million-dollar question. You know, it really comes down to, as a community, what do we want to do? Do we want to look at this? If it's the right thing to do, is the fourth bin an option? And we really need to test that with our community and hear back from them about, you know, is this where we want to go? You know, one of the things I think we've always said is, you know, container deposit legislation, maybe that's the other answer, but failing a statewide approach to that, maybe these are the things that we need to look at our communities, at a community level, and ask our communities, is this where we want to go?
But Scott, you've got to do this, it sounds like, the way this is changing and can change quite quickly. As a council, you've actually got to try and work out your response very quickly.
Absolutely, and that's been the challenge over the last 12 months. There hasn't been a lot of strong direction or a lot of strong change at a state level. So at a local level, we have to make these decisions and we have to make them very quickly. So, you know, that's always a challenge for local government to do that and understanding whether it is the right thing to do.
So now, just for listeners in that Warrnambool City Council area, Scott, and I just want to be clear because I can imagine some of the SMSs people won't necessarily like the idea of a fourth bin. Is that actually on the table, or is that at this stage just a suggestion that's out there?
Look, it's on the table for consideration. Yep. Council hasn't jumped in and said we'll take up that option, so it's an option for us to consider. So we're certainly looking to consult with our community as quickly as we can about it and whether it's where we want to go and whether there's wide support for it. None of these options really work unless there is wide community support for them. So we do need to test that first, absolutely. Right.
Thanks for your time.
No, thanks, Steve.
That's Scott Cavanagh, Director of City Infrastructure with Warrnambool City Council, and that idea of a fourth bin, assuming you get green waste collection or a third bin, depending on how many bins you get. And just maybe something, as Scott was saying, that's what the industry is coming back saying, got to get the glass out.